Welcome to Rebecca Sounds Reveille. Oh gosh, what a show I have for you today. I'm delighted because this is very unique. I have a father and son duo. The dynamic duo team is here because you might know them as MeisterCon. And they have a love for pop culture, all things geek. They are doing things that you won't see too many father sons do, a show of their own. That's right, and it's kind of under the tagline of a safe haven for your inner geek. And they are entertaining, about 2 million monthly through their Facebook page and their website. So it's pretty exciting what they have going on. And their show is called Two Opinionated Podcast. What's exciting about them is they have launched this as a way to share discussions and opposing, yes, just like father and son would do, have opposing opinions on movies, television, books, and games. This is really exciting because, well, with us today is Mike Wall. He's a former comic book store owner, a lifelong connoisseur of science fiction and fantasy. And not only that, but he's an avid reader of sports, and he's kind of, he says, is cursed with an encyclopedic knowledge of useless trivia. I don't think that's a curse. Actually, I think that's a benefit. With us also is Brett Wall, and he has turned his love of books into a job as a librarian. And he enjoys working with children, helping them to read, teaching them chess. Who plays chess anymore? They do, and I absolutely love it. And he's performing for their amusement. Not only that, he's an accomplished writer and then has this absolutely vivid imagination that just crosses all kinds of genres. This is what I love. The creativity that is just not focused on one little thing with tunnel vision, but flows with excitement in all kinds of things. And I love it. And he just hopes that this carries over into screenplays in Hollywood. So what's really exciting is this dynamic duo is here with us today to share a little bit about their two opinionated opinions with us. Welcome to the show, both Mike and Brett.
Well, thank you for having us. I really appreciate you helping me with my eHarmony profile. That's very,
I know that my female viewers in your age range are going, eye candy. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I tell him that all of the time.
Yes, they are.
Single and ready to get out there in the world. He's been sad for a little while, so he's ready to get back.
Yeah,
out
I believe
there.
The expression is mingle, ready to mingle.
Ready to mingle.
I feel like you screwed that one up.
Okay, so is it mingle, ready to mingle, or just ready to mingle?
Oh, single, ready to mingle. Yeah.
Single, ready to mingle. I got it. Single, ready to mingle. All right, I'm with you there. I love it. Do you guys talk about that on your show?
Yeah, too much, frankly.
Oh, a little too much. I love it.
He's chagrin. We talk about it quite a lot.
What do you mean? I guess that's the problem with doing the stuff with your dad is, yeah, he's my partner and all that junk, but it's also like, hey, can you go mow the yard? I'm like, Dad, I'm a businessman now. I think you need to respect that.
it's a different dynamic, but it's definitely brought us a lot closer.
I think this is really exciting because podcasting is really huge right now and is projected with an explosive growth. Not a lot of people are doing this with family members, let alone having father and son. So how did you get started in doing this?
Well, I don't have many friends.
That's not true.
Well, wait a minute. Having your parent as your best friend really is kind of a cool thing when you get older, not in your youth, because then the parental disciplinarianship kind of doesn't have as effectiveness. But as an adult, yes.
Yeah, my mom really is great, and that's just love her.
Seriously?
unbelievable. You're the wall. You're the infinite money.
So we started out 6 years ago as a Facebook page. You know, we wanted to do something where we could share all of the things that we love. And we started out just posting memes, you know, things that amused us or maybe pictures of things that we liked. And that grew much faster than what we were expecting and did really well. So that's called MeisterCon. You can find that on Facebook.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah, of course.
You're giving me more credit. That I was 13 when he started the page. I didn't do much until about what?
He grew into it.
I grew into it.
Yeah, he grew into it.
You are an excellent Facebook connoisseur. I think you need to give yourself some credit for that. So yeah, nice.
Thank you.
Very proud of you.
But so we went from that, and Brett has for a few years now wanted to get into podcasting and has tried a few different times, and it just didn't take. So he came to me at the end of last year and asked if we could do one together, and I thought that sounded great.
Yeah, and it's been agony.
Yeah, so it hasn't been great.
Yeah, it hasn't. It's been awful.
Been terrible.
It's been agony.
But so in January we launched Too Opinionated, and just like MeisterCon, it grew a little quicker than we were expecting. So in the last month, Brett launched our second podcast called Too Spooky, and a YouTube channel, MeisterCon Pod.
Thank you.
And so we've been having a blast with it.
This is really good. Now, let me ask you, Brett, now being a sophomore at WVU, let me ask you, how do you find time for all of this?
I don't. I'm very stressed.
No, he's not. He's the most laid-back kid. The only time he stresses out is when he gets on camera or the minute before the podcast starts.
Dude, that minute's awful.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And then he's
supposed to be.
Yeah. It's tough, but how did I find the time? I stayed up late.
Yes. You can do that. You can do that at your age. At our age, it's like, doesn't work so well.
No, it's not. We go to bed much sooner now.
I don't feel like I can do it.
No, he can do it. Brett's a great kid, and you know, he works at the library, and he helps other kids, and he goes to college, and you know, he edits all of our podcasts himself. He does writing on his own. You know, he works on novels and screenplays, and he stays really busy and still finds time to mow the grass.
Well, money's money.
Monday's mow day.
Well, money is I need that $20.
Yeah.
So
$20. That's it.
Well, you know, I figure if he's going to mow, I'll help him a little bit, and he can help me a little bit.
She said that's it.
He gets a cheaper rate than.
I see. Well, how is it, like postage stamp size that you mow, or is this like gargantua size?
Gargantua.
It takes you what, about 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
Okay, so are you riding or are you pushing?
Pushing, but it's flat.
You gotta do that because you gotta keep them muscles up for all your eye candy.
But I forgot that, you know, he spends a lot of time at the gym. He rides his bike quite a bit. I mean, he's fairly athletic. I mean, he's a busy kid. I feel like he is for 19 years old.
This is really good. So yeah. Talk to me about your comic book store.
I grew up just absolutely loving comic books, and of course, you know, back then, this was the 70s, 80s, you didn't have a lot of competition, you know, so I did a lot of reading, fell in love with collecting comic books, and, you know, always wanted to open up a store, and when I got to college, I had the chance to do that, and so I opened up a store and worked my way through college, you know, that way, you know, kind of paid my way through school that way, and that was great. I mean, it was a terrific time right up until
I came along.
No, it was actually your sister. Right up until I got married and you know, started making a family. And you know, when you do comic books or a comic book store is a great way to make a living as a college student, as you know, as a father and a husband, not the best, you know, it's a little tougher. So in 96, Marvel Comics went bankrupt, and I was like, oh, it's over. And so I shut it down. And of course, you know, Marvel Comics came back stronger than ever and got into the movies. You know, for me, I always missed that. Because one of the great things about having a comic book store is you got to gather around with a group of people and just talk about everything that you loved, you know, the stuff you were into and the things you liked. And we did that. It was kind of like having a podcast before there were podcasts.
Yes.
And talk. And I always wanted to get back into that. So, you know, when the opportunity came up with Facebook, you know, when Facebook got kind of big, you know, I thought, well, maybe that's a way that, you know, I can share some of that with Brett and his brother, Sean, and, you know, kind of see how that goes. And it went great, didn't it? Gave us something to talk about. Apparently.
Apparently did. Well, I don't feel like it did, but I'm here. So that's something.
You're a liar.
No, really. It went great.
Well, okay, so Brett, are you a comic book collector?
No. Well, it seems hard. I read them a bit, but
yeah, he's more of he's a reader. He never really got into the collecting, but he enjoys the story. So we go through. Or like when I was growing up, I had to have everything that was coming out. You know, he's much more selective, and he'll bounce around. He stays, if it's a good story, he'll stay with that for a while. If it's not something that's liking, he skips to something else.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
This is so funny. So, okay. So you like to write, you're doing screenplays and novels. Talk to me about what you're working on right now.
All right, yeah. Well, I think one of my favorite sayings about myself is I'm the smartest dumb guy in the world. And so I'll have a lot of, oh my gosh, moments. And the moment recently came up. It was, it's the Four Horsemen, or Death, War, Conquest, and the other one. I should know that. But War and Conquest, I'm like, that's the same thing. So I started thinking about that, and now I'm writing a book about the Four Horsemen, I suppose. but I changed Conquest because that one makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to you. But, it's really funny how he jumps around. And
I'm a big quitter.
No, that's not true. He'll write some comedy. He'll write some mystery and some thrillers, some drama, some science fiction. And all of it is, you know, I'm biased, but it's really well done. And he worries because he does skip from project to project and sometimes doesn't finish. But, you know, one of these days, that stuff, you know, that's the important thing is to get it on paper. And someday he'll go back and finish that stuff, and I think it'll do well.
Well, sometimes you've got to just get the basis down, and then your creativity comes along with something else based on experience and other life events that happen that just then trigger other things. And so it's pretty good to have those things written down and ready to go when that happens, and then boom, you never know. I mean, you just don't know what can happen in life. Things surprise you and can be very unexpected when they happen, but they always seem to happen at the right time.
Right. Well, for years I've just had this bad mentality of I'm the best it's ever been. And I've had that since, but recently I've kind of been like, oh, you know what, you're not that great, maybe calm down for a minute. And I think that's really, really helped my writing, is the smaller ego and a little bit of anxiety.
So in November they have this writing thing called Nano Write More, and so you basically have 30 days to write this entire book, so it's sort of an incentive. Wow. You might want to check out, and it'll give you a little fuel for the fire there.
That's a good idea for you.
Yeah, my stomach just turned
over. He operates under pressure. That's what his middle name is.
I shut down under pressure.
This is from writer to writer right here.
It's enough.
Saying? Yeah. You know, I've gotten started, too, on some things, and then I just set it aside, and life gets kind of taken in another direction, and then I go, okay, this needs to get edited so that it can get published. Mm-hmm. And then I go, wait a minute, I still have another chapter I want to add to that, but I'm not quite there with what I want to have included. So it needs to sit on the shelf a little bit before I add what I have.
That is the only problem is I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to shelf it. What if this happens? Then I'm going to write a list.
Uh-huh.
That's just going to go in the trash can. Who needs a shelf?
No, it doesn't. That stuff, I keep telling him, you need to hang on to that because you never know when something's going to spark you and you'll be right back into something finishing it up.
So, you know, I just want to share a little something. This is going to kind of date me a little bit. Not the single mingle ready dating, but dating like my age. So I wrote some start to a book of my dating life as a young single woman. And these horrific dates that I had got on. And I wrote them on a word processor on this little hard disk. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Is that what those are called?
They weren't really floppies, but they were hard floppies. I don't...
Yeah. Sorry.
I've got them all. Now, how do you read them?
Oh. All right. Yeah.
Right? So I want to go back to finish writing this and recovering it. So my advice, Brett, would be if you're going to shelf something, make sure that it's retrievable.
That is. Well, the one really good thing with Brett is no matter what he's written, whether he thinks it's good or bad, he always shares it with me. So I've got everything he's written. I've got whether he keeps it or not. I've got, and yeah. I know he's. That's not always easy when you're 19. You're trying to write, and you know some of the stuff he's writing is more adult than others, and that's probably not easy sharing it with your dad. But he's always shared it with me, and I've always appreciated.
You're
that.
Easier than mom.
Well, your mom will correct you. Well,
yeah, I don't like sending things to mom as much because with mom you have to have a reason for writing something. So you're like, I want to finish it, then maybe she'll get it. But I hate it.
You're just scared. She would handle it fine.
She has handled it fine.
She has. Great. But one thing he does not lack is support. He gets plenty of support.
You gotta have support. That's an absolute essential. No matter what you have going on, you absolutely have to have support. I'm this independent person, and talking from somebody who doesn't like, I can do this myself. You gotta have support. You go further, it's easier, and it's more productive that way. Gotta have that support. So if you've got it, use it.
I feel like I should be saying I have a lot of support. When you say it, it's like,
oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, forget I said it. You go ahead.
I have a lot of support.
There you go.
That's right. So what do you guys have coming up on some of your shows? Do you have something that you can sort of dangle to the audience so that my viewers might say, I'm ready to kind of check this out?
Yeah, no. Well, this month we've been trying something just a little different by getting bigger people than us on our shows. But we're trying that, and then that's going to probably go back to our regular format of just us being us and enjoying themselves. But right now, if you like interviews and just people and celebrities, they are on our podcast. And
excellent.
Then we have that, but then
We just finished a live interview with Joe Crest from Stranger Things. He plays Mr. Wheeler on Stranger Things. So we sat down with him. He's actually from our town. So he was back in town and we grabbed him and set him for an interview. So that's our current one that's up.
Oh, yeah.
But, we've had
– I don't even know it's out.
I know. It's been a busy week for us, and we've sat down, I think, 5 times this week, and we got a couple more today, and we've had a few actors. We've had other podcasters. We've had what else? Who am I missing? I think it feels like I'm missing somebody. Oh, tonight we'll talk with Sid Vicious, the ex-wrestler. So we're excited about about that. Larry Hankin will be coming up with us. He's I always think of him from Seinfeld when he played he was the stand-in for Kramer during the pilot episode. That's how I always think. A lot of people remember him from Friends as Mr. Heckles. You know, he was the one upstairs neighbor on Friends.
Downstairs.
So. Always downstairs. Okay, downstairs.
Learned that yesterday.
Yeah. So yeah, those will be coming up in the next. Yeah. Friends is his Bill Watson, I guess. Well, you can get a little feel for how too opinionated runs. You know, we figured, like, our first couple episodes when we first started, probably not our best, because you're trying to fill each other out and find a rhythm and kind of figure out exactly what you want to do. It got a lot easier when we just started airing grievances with each other. You know, if we aggravate each other, we just let it out right there, don't we? And we'll have some arguments and stuff. And then by the time the show's over, we feel great. Yeah, we've got all that worked out.
It's kind of like a therapy session, a family therapy session, without having to pay for it. I mean, that's kind of nice.
It is. We have, you know, it's generational. So, you know, the things that I grew up and that I like is different from what Brett, you know, grew up with and likes. And so that gives us a wide range of things to kind of argue about and discuss. And sometimes we learn from each other. You know, there's things that he brings up and I'm like, I'm going to have to check that out.
I think that you and I are.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, right.
I do the same thing with my daughter. I'm like, or there's sometimes I'll do something and she'll be like, Mom, how'd you know about that? And I'm like, oh yeah.
Well, and if your child is interested, you tend to be a little more interested.
Yeah.
So if it's something he likes, like when he was younger, he was big into wrestling. So I got big into wrestling. You know, that's kind of how it happens.
I really feel like you and I are best friends and greatest enemies. I think that seems true. Do you mind if I talk about my show for a sec?
Yeah, go ahead. Cool. Go ahead.
The show I'm involved in, other than this, is that it's called Too Spooky. It's a show that I do. It's just anyone who comes, and it's about supernatural forces, like big. Is that Bigfoot supernatural?
Yeah, Bigfoot.
Or ghosts or whatever. And it's so it's pretty much just me trying to believe in it's pretty much just me trying to believe in things that probably aren't real. But
Brett's the skeptic. So he's got a couple co-hosts. You got one that's a true believer. You got one's kind of in the middle, and then Brett's the skeptic.
But I hate being one. I absolutely hate it.
He doesn't want to be a skeptic, yeah, but he is.
This is me trying to not.
You're a skeptic, but you're hoping that by doing this, you won't be anymore.
Yeah, it just seems fun to believe in vampires and ghosts. And
but it hasn't taken.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, he's still very skeptical.
I don't know. I'm coming around on ghosts a little bit.
All right, so since you've said that, what's sort of your turning point with these ghosts? Way over.
Yeah, what is that turning point?
Well, sometimes I get scared at night, and my ghosts, that's ghosts, they're in my room. Turns out.
Yeah, it's just the dog, right?
It's the dog.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, really, it's just my cousin who I do the show with. He's a good arguer. He can really convince you. And I don't know. And plus, it's easier to just say, you know what? Nah, sure.
Possible.
Possible.
Okay, so the power of agreement is right there. Okay. All right. I'll go with that. I'll give it to you. We're not playing quarters right now. I'll give it to you. Okay, so now this is really good. So you guys have two really good shows going. Tell me how Too Spooky is going right now.
It's I have a lot of fun with it. It's newer, so it's not as popular as Too Opinionated, but it's getting there.
It's good, and you've got it's a group of teenagers, or you know, just out of their teenage years, sitting and talking, so it's very relatable, I think, to young adults. And you know, they have good rapport, and they don't argue as much as we do, but they have really good discussions on some fun subjects, and I think that's kind of cool. I know they did one on dragons that I thought was hilarious.
Fun fact, I don't want to spoil it, but I still don't believe
still
in
don't
dragons.
Believe in those dragons.
What can I say?
But that was a good one. That
was fun.
That was.
So are dragons like dinosaurs?
Hmm. See, so I think someone did bring that up.
Yeah.
And yeah. All right. I think my kind of thought process and all this stuff is everything kind of comes from somewhere. Like vampires come from Vlad the Impaler and all this stuff. So I'm more the fact that a version of something was real to make it a fictitious version.
I get it.
So that's kind of the standpoint I take a lot. And my cousin just like, you know what, probably demons. And like, all right.
That's a tough one to argue with.
It is hard to argue.
Actually, it is. You're right. That is a tough one to argue with.
Yeah, sure. Dragons are demons. You're right.
I don't know if it works with dragons.
No.
I was thinking more on the vampire thing. Yes, I can see that. I could totally go with that. Yeah, absolutely. So True Spooky is really kind of cool. Are you going to do any kind of... Okay, here's the cliffhanger for my audience, and that would be if you're going to do something really spooky for Halloween.
Yeah, so we've been thinking about it, but there is a haunted... not insane asylum. No, kind of insane asylum somewhere here in West Virginia. And I was thinking bringing the camera up there and going through that and kind of doing
it's those. Yeah, is it an insane asylum or used to be a prison?
Both.
Maybe?
We have two things. So we have a prison and an insane asylum.
So you could really do something with that because with your writing ability and your desire to be a screenwriter and get into Hollywood, this could be like bigger than Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, you know, I have. I did actually write something on Moundsville, which is the haunted prison. I don't know if you did you know that.
I did.
Yeah,
you brought that up before.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah, and that didn't get anywhere. That was probably one of my first ones, but I was proud of that one.
Brett enjoys being spooked, which is surprising because I've seen him when he's spooked, and he doesn't look at the time like he's enjoying it, but later.
I just think I'm very funny when I'm spooked, and
I agree. That's correct.
I rake in the views, and that's just, I don't know.
Well, this is really good. So you guys have two really great shows. I'm really excited about the things that you have going on, and you're doing it. You're making things happen. Is there anything that you want to share with the audience that I haven't talked to you a little bit about just yet that really they need to know?
I want to talk about how much you can squat.
Yeah, my bench press. You
want to
talk about that?
That.
So, too opinionated. You know, we hit a lot of different topics. We've talked through Dungeons and Dragons. We'll talk through the major movies that are coming out. So, we've done Avengers. We've done Spider-Man. You know, we do Netflix shows like Umbrella Academy was a really popular episode for us. We've done Disney with Mary Poppins and Toy Story. What am I missing? We've done some shows on like gym etiquette, you know, because that's a big one with us because we get aggravated, you know, with some of these guys at the gym. So we kind of talk through that.
Yeah, what have we done? We'll do if we go to a convention, we'll do a podcast on the convention that we went to.
Yeah, we've done that. We've done Saturday morning cartoons. I mean, we hit a lot of different topics. So there's something I think there for just about. Anyone. Mm-hmm. And you can almost guess what the topic is going to be based on what's going on at the time. You know, if there's something big that's happening, chances are that's what we're going to be talking about. And you know, we'll throw in an occasional guest with that as well. Did I miss anything there?
Loads. I mean, we're loaded with entertainment.
Well, and I'll tell you this, the one, and this is, I'm probably more proud of this than Brett, but when we started the Facebook page. We named it MeisterCon, and it's really difficult to get people to come to your page with something called MeisterCon because they don't understand what that is, or you know, they're if you put something on it like Geeks Incorporated or you know Marvel Nerds or something like that, everybody will come and like your page. But you put MeisterCon on, and they're like, I'm not sure what's going on there. So it took a lot of work to really get that rolling. So kind of proud of that because it's a unique name, and I don't think it's one that anybody's probably ever heard before.
It is.
Yeah, so I'll give you a quick idea where it came from because it's ridiculous, but –
we get okay. asked.
I'll tell you what I would think.
Okay.
Okay. I'd either think it has something to do with like Comic-Con or beer.
That's actually, neither one of those is bad guesses. No. But no, neither one. Neither one. So when I was growing up, you know, one of my favorite Christmas shows or movies was the, I think it was A Year Without a Santa Claus. It's the one that had the Burgermeister, Meister Burger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so that, for some reason, that name, Meister, always stuck in my head. And we had, as I got older, as teenage boys will do, you know, I wanted to call myself Meister. And so everybody else said, well, no, that's my nickname. I'm Meister. And so we decided we were going to have a contest to determine who got the rights to this name. So we held a dunk contest, except none of us could dunk. So we had to find a basket that was low enough that we – so you've got a group of teenage boys dunking on a 7 or an 8 foot basket. But I won that competition. So I took that name. So that was the Meister part of that. And then one of my favorite shows is Star Trek. And the character I always loved on that was Khan. So there's the Khan. And I just stuck them together when it got over. So that's what I'll say. It's a really silly explanation, but I think it's kind of unique.
We wouldn't be here today.
That's right. We wouldn't be here today.
If my dad couldn't play ball.
That's right. If I'd lost that dunk contest, it never would have happened. I still can't dunk a basketball.
No. I've seen you try.
Yeah, it's bad.
Brett, can you?
No, I can't.
maybe the two of you need to do something on your show. Like
we do have a move. Is he'll have the ball and then I'll get in like a leapfrog position and he'll jump off my back and into it. It is something that we have done.
We have never done that, but we should try that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Can I jump on your back?
It would. It would be fun to watch us try. To do sports. Yeah. And we love sports, but we're not the best, are we?
No, we are, I think, ridiculously unathletic, I think. I mean,
well, Brett's got a group now that hangs together, and I had one, you know, group of boys when I was younger, and both groups are similar in that it's a group of boys that played a lot of sports and was involved in sports, but none of us were very good. So you had a lot of bench players, backup quarterbacks, you know, reserve outfielders, that type of thing.
Great at the bench. I was.
You were.
Thank you.
And so we did a lot of nerdy things.
I'm not a good sports player either.
Yeah, and we're not very tall.
That's our biggest issue is wall men, historically small.
But you're
well, wait a minute. Okay, because that doesn't usually – okay, can I say this? Because you brought it up.
Yeah.
So, we usually have been given our name based on, okay, like blacksmiths, right?
Right.
Wall. So, you're thinking big, giant wall.
Well, our family has pretty high cholesterol.
No, that's not true.
Wait, cholesterol doesn't make you shrink.
Oh, no.
Well, until this wave of grandchildren, Brett and his cousins came along. My dad was the tallest wall. He's 5'9".
Yeah, and
so I give you, most of us run about 5'8".
You really ruined it. Or 4'9".
No. But luckily, Brett and his cousins, they're a few inches taller.
Oh, they're so much taller than me. You're dumb, right?
Well, you didn't get the hair, so.
Well, our kids are usually taller than us.
Yeah. Thank goodness. I think it's weird the other way.
Isn't it weird like that?
If they're adults, I think they should be taller.
I'm just so close to 6 feet, and it really bums me out. That's a problem.
But you would think if our children are always taller than us, that eventually, I mean, that by now, that there should be people that are, like, ginormous.
You would think.
Yes,
the stress of children is what shrinks us.
You think?
Yeah. That's, yes.
I used to be 6 foot tall.
That's right.
I've seen the pictures.
you're not kidding.
And one thing with our family that you didn't do with me is when we're born, first thing that they do is smack us on the head with a mallet so we don't grow as tall.
What?
Yes, that was
I've never heard that one before. It's usually smack him on the rear. Where's this head on the mallet thing? Or mallet on the head thing?
It's right here, and it shrinks us down. And
I refuse to do that.
Yeah, well, you're a good dad. That's why, that's why we're close.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for being on the show today. I'm really excited about everything you have going.
Well, it's been a pleasure. This has been a lot of fun for us. As you can see, we spend a lot of time together, and we have a pretty good time doing it. So thank you for letting us share that so far.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, for a little while.
In the will.
Well, I really am excited about what you guys have going with Too Opinionated, and Brett with what you have with Too Spooky. I really encourage all of my listeners to definitely check out what you have going. And the thing that I would like to really just get out to those that are viewing and that are watching the show today, that the relationship that you have with your parent or with your child or even with your siblings is very important. And as you can see, this dynamic duo is just really making it rock. And you can too. With the relationships that we have with people are absolutely crucial. And there is something said with what they do. They can air out things, and when it's done, it's done. They just move on. So you can look at it like this, air it out like it's a show, and then move on to the next one. Make it done and just let things go. You don't have to harbor ill feelings, because really, in the long run, does everything really matter in 5 years from now? Think about it. And in the meantime, definitely check out Too Opinionated and check out Too Spooky. I really encourage you to do that. Follow them on Facebook and everywhere else they are on social media. And make sure that you share this show with everybody you know on social media, those you know, all those with your friends, family, loved ones. And thank you so much for tuning in to Rebecca Sounds Reveille.